You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam, my dear brother, my dear sister. I hope you have a good day. Today, let's reflect on two simple yet profound qualities, modesty and gratitude. Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully says, "Modesty is the adornment of poverty, and gratitude is the adornment of wealth." Modesty is the adornment of poverty, and gratitude is the adornment of wealth. What does that mean? Modesty, or iffah, is often seen as a virtue connected to a humble lifestyle. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying something deeper. When you're in a state of poverty, modesty is what makes you dignified. It's not about pretending to have less than you do. It's about finding the strength to live with what you have and never letting material needs define your worth. Think about someone who doesn't boast, doesn't seek attention, doesn't use their lack of wealth as an excuse for bitterness. They are humble, quiet in their struggles, and at peace. Psychologists say that humility can have a deep psychological effect on well-being. Rather than feeling inferior because of what you don't have, humility allows you to find contentment in your circumstances. People who practice humility tend to focus on what they can control. What they can control, their actions, attitudes, and choices, rather than their external circumstances. So they let go of the things that they cannot control for the things that they can. So they can control their kind of their themselves if they cannot control the circumstances. This focus on the inner self brings a sense of peace, regardless of wealth or poverty. So what else do you want? Now let's talk about gratitude, the other half of the equation. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that gratitude is the adornment of wealth. When you're blessed or blessed with wealth, whether it's financial, spiritual, or emotional, it's not enough to just have it. True beauty is wealth lies in the gratitude you express for it. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you don't have to what you've been given. It turns wealth into something sacred. See? Not to be flaunted, but to be used responsibly with humility. Psychologists have long known that gratitude is linked to happiness. In fact, practicing gratitude regularly can significantly improve mental well-being. When we focus on the blessings we already have, whether it's good health, a supportive community, or the means to live comfortably, we become richer in spirit. Gratitude doesn't just enhance material wealth, it enriches the soul. So next time you face a challenge or blessing, ask yourself, how can I adorn this moment with modesty or gratitude? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد